Well, welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. And I got three voices in here today, three good voicers. And got Kevin Goss, the Chief Operating Officer of Jersey Community Hospital, Father Marty Smith, the pastor of four parishes, Holy Ghost, St. Francis, St. Patrick's, and St. Mary's in Fielden, and the guy that all makes it happen, Dr. Dennis Cramsey, the principal at St. Francis Holy Ghost Schools. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Chris.
And today, of course, we're talking about the Harvest Fest. Yes. How many years has it been?
So this is our 26th annual event.
26 years.
Yep.
Do you guys, and I hate to throw this question at you, but who are the group that started this? The fellas. Do you remember those fellas?
Well, I know that there was a group, quite a few group of folks that put it together. I know Chuck Amberg was our initial chairman.
Kind of his brainchild,
so
right?
I've got to know Chuck a little bit the last couple of years. Obviously, he was a little before my time, and he wasn't helping still whenever I started. So he had kind of stayed away. I'm sure he kind of probably had enough of Harvest Fest for a while. It's a lot. So he came back last couple of years, and I've got to know Chuck a little bit. So great guy. And so he was part of, I know there was more than Chuck, so I'm not even going to start naming names because I'll probably leave somebody out. But
now Kevin, you have some children in school. Mm-hmm. How many kids do you have?
So we have three.
Three? Are all of them in at St.
So our oldest just actually started her freshman year at Mizzou.
Oh, okay.
So she just went away to college, and then we've got our two youngest ones, fourth grade and fifth grade at the school.
So is this your first year of kind of being the main head up of
So my predecessor was Leif. So Leif Lorton. And
well, we got some big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of work.
Yeah. Anyway, we kind of co-chaired last year together, and you know, he's seen the light at the end of the tunnel, so he's passed the torch on. So he's still there and calls and texts me every once in a great while, but if I really need something. But yeah, this is my first year 100% taking the reins of everything.
Now, Father Marty, how long have you been here in Jerseyville?
So I've been here in Jerseyville for over 7 years, going on to 8 years. So,
well, times went by fast.
It has gone by very fast.
Now, were you a pastor of any other church?
So when I was ordained, I was ordained in 2015, on May the 23rd of 2015. And then I served 2 years as the parochial vicar, which is the assistant at the cathedral with the bishop and Father Chris House there and a handful of other priests. And I was the chaplain at Sacred Heart Griffin High School. So I did that for 2 years, and then the bishop reassigned me here to Jerseyville. So
I've been here for 8 years.
Yeah.
Dr. Cramsey, I know you've been the principal for how many years?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having us on today.
Yes.
I'm starting my fifth year at St. Francis
fifth
Holy
year.
Ghost Catholic School. Yes.
Wow. And you had another stint before. Tell us about that.
I had a pretty good run in public education. I taught for 11 years in Bethalto, and then I was at the Edwardsville School District for 20 years. I was brought up and trained by the legendary Dr. Ed Hightower.
Oh, you were?
He's a good friend of mine, but great leader, and now I'm blessed to be under another great leader, Father Marty, I just love his vision and where we're at and where we're going.
So now you came to St. Francis Holy Ghost. Did they recruit you? How'd that happen? How did you end up coming here?
Yeah, so they had a position open. I was retiring, trying to think kind of what my next step was. I was retiring from public education after actually over 32 years in education. This opportunity was out there, and I submitted an application and went through the interview process and got grilled by a very competent and good interview team. But all joking aside, it was a true blessing for me to be able to have that opportunity available at a time when I was looking for that next step and looking for what God was asking me to do.
Well, I know we're all very fortunate to have you at St. Francis Holy Ghost. We're very fortunate. That's
yes,
great.
It's a great blessing to our school, our community, and to have him there and all the hard work that he does on so many different things.
Okay. Now we're having the Harvest Fest, and I understand 100% of the money that you raise goes towards the school, right?
That's correct.
And tuition, you do this to help with tuition. Can one of you guys kind of explain what's happening there?
Yeah, that's a great thought, Chris, because tuition is the heartbeat of our operations. I mean, we could not we would not be able to provide the high quality of Catholic education without our parents making that decision, one, to send their children to our school, and then their willingness to pay a tuition. So
because they could go for free.
Yeah, they could. I mean, absolutely.
They very well could go for free. So it is some extra money for sure. Yeah. We create all the people that pitch in for this Harvest Fest helps keep the tuition lower.
So when we break down about a $2 million budget, about half of our financial need comes from tuition.
Okay.
We're very, very fortunate and blessed to have parishes and Father Marty's vision that the parishes are going to support the schools as the church mission. They take up about a little over 25% of that cost to help support the budget. So the remaining roughly 25% will come from fundraising and donations. And Harvest Fest is our biggest fundraiser. So on any given year, we could look at about 8-9% of our budget being supported by this one weekend event. And that's why where Kevin is so valuable to our school, leading the Harvest Fest, so that we can fund all of the great things that happen in our school.
And Kevin, about how many people help out in this Harvest Fest? Because I know there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. So it takes they say it takes a village, right? So it's no different. Everything is homegrown or home cooked or something that we're building by hand, by scratch. So it takes a lot of people. There's probably there's hundreds, maybe upwards of 600 people that volunteer for that weekend to help parents, grandparents in some cases. And then we have a core group of, say, 20 or 25 of our key leaders that kind of head up individual stands and those things. And they devote even more time than just what it takes to lead that weekend. We started our planning meetings 3 months ago, planning for this, plus all the things that we do throughout the year to get things ready that kind of goes behind the scenes that you don't even see.
Father, so do you play a big part in keeping these guys going?
You know, they are experts at what they do. So I'm always happy to be able to assist in any way possible. But it's really amazing to see how well they work together. They've got everything working down to a system, and they're always constantly learning and constantly improving what's going to work better for the next year. They're able to adapt with, each year is a little different, and they always handle all the challenges, the changes, whatever, with great professionalism and to make everything happen that seems so seamless. But to know the hard work that Kevin puts behind the scenes, and so many of our volunteers, our parents, and it is a very inspiring thing to support our school and to support this event for the community.
Well, let's talk about a few things. It starts Friday the 20th, correct. September 20th, right around the corner, just in basically a few days from now. So what happens Friday? What times things kick off?
So Friday, we kind of call it like the pre-party. So essentially, we have our fish stand, so our great fish, some of the best fish you're going to get in the Tri-County area on Friday. That starts at 5 o'clock.
Buffalo and catfish?
It is a white fish.
Okay.
So we have that and everything else that's in the fish stand, so your other fried foods. And then we'll also have pulled pork. So we have three hogs that we're smoking this year. So that'll start the day before, the night before, and two nights before, I guess you'd say, and smoke that in. They'll be pulling that probably sometime around 1 or 2 o'clock that afternoon, fresh to go into the pulled pork that we're serving that day, and that starts at 5 o'clock.
And have some entertainment that night?
We do. So it's going to kick off. Our event is our bags tournament. So that's going to start at 6 o'clock. That's been a pretty successful event the last few years. It's drawn a lot of people in.
So if you're listening, Can you get in the bags tournament? How do you get in the bags
tournament? All you have to do is show up at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
All you have to, there's two flights. There's a, what I'd call a competitive division and more of a recreational division. So, you know, you've got two different divisions for based off your skill set, and you'll sign up at six, and we start sometime around 6:30, and that'll go late into the evening.
Well, the important thing is, what time does the beer tent open?
Yep.
People want to know that for sure.
As soon as the fish starts coming out of that fryer, there's cold beer ready to go. And then that runs right into our entertainment inside the tent that night, which starts at 7 o'clock, which we have a new band this year. They're called Crossroad, and we're excited to see what they have to offer and hope that everybody enjoys listening to them on Friday night.
So it kicks off Friday, and then everybody gets home early, gets a good night's sleep, and back at it Saturday. What times do we kick off Saturday?
Yep, so we'll 11 o'clock, we'll have food ready to go, and the tents, the entertainment tent will be back open for drinks and food. And then the big thing for the families is the kids' games start up on Saturday. So,
How many different kids' games do we have? Do you know?
Well, it varies from day to day, but there's about 10 or 12 different games.
And the kids love it. I mean, I've just seen the kids they're all painted up and they just run from one. I mean, it's a great thing because it's one time where you really don't have to worry about the kids. You don't have to worry about them. They're having fun. And danger.
It's definitely something, you know, I can speak of having a fourth grader and a fifth grader. You know, they look forward to this every year, and it's something that, you know, weeks before they're already asking, you know, what do they have in games for this year? What are they doing? Of course, our kids have the inside track, right? They're always picking me on what's going on, but they really look forward to it and they're excited. And something we're going to try, we haven't done for many years, but we're going to have some bounce houses back again this year. So we're going to see how that goes and try to have some for the bigger kids and the little kids.
Now, if you have a listener and they say, you know what, I'd like to help out, can they help out now, or where do they go as far as if they want to sign up?
Sure. We obviously, obviously this is a direct support of our school, but then also our parish, but we are open to anybody that wants to help, you know. So whether that be if you have a business that we'd like to sponsor, if you have cash donations or maybe even donations for, we have a basket raffles that we do inside the gym. If they have a unique item or something they'd want to donate to that, or our live auction. And then if they just want to volunteer time, I mean, obviously we'd love to have that. We have groups within our church and our parish that donate time, but then also outside of the church. And that'd be something where they could send us a message on our Facebook page. They could reach out to one of the schools and listen and talk to one of the secretaries, and they would try to direct them where they need to go.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Kevin Goss, Father Marty Smith, and Dr. Dennis Cramsey here at the studio. We're talking about the Harvest Fest that's coming up just in a few days. So Friday, Saturday, what else is going on Saturday? Baskets. And then you got some entertainment going on Saturday, right?
We do, actually. So we've brought Robbie Miles. We've drug him out of retirement to come play for us for a few hours acoustically. So we're excited to see Robbie come out. I don't think he's played for a couple of years. So he's going to start practicing this week, and he says he's going to be ready to go. So he's going to be there Saturday afternoon from 2 to 6. We'll have Back in the Saddle. So this is going to be their 26th year. They've been there every year that they'll be our nightcap on Saturday night.
Yes, the old Mager brothers.
Yep, they're excited. We were able to present them with a 25th anniversary plaque last year, which was great, and they really look forward to performing for the community. And we're in between their sets. I don't know. We'll see what time it is. Usually, sometime between 8 and 9, we'll have our live auction.
Okay,
and we'll auction off some good items there.
Oh yeah, well, give me a few. What are some of the what are some of the items you're auctioning off? Do you have any idea?
So we have a couple of the good distributors. The alcohol distributors have some good stuff up their sleeves. Some chairs and some coolers. We have a custom set of bags that you can customize it to whatever you'd want on there. So Colin Crawford will be doing that at Tipsy Athlete. We also have 4 quarters beef that you can auction off or that you can win the auction on and actually get it processed as well. So a whole cow that we'll be doing there. And we've got a few other good items we're working on as well. So
sounds great. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Is that kind of the end on Saturday? Closes up around 11 or so?
Yep,
10 or 11?
Yep. Usually around 11 o'clock or so, we'll start winding down on.
How about the Harvest Fest stew? When is that coming out?
It'll be there on Saturday. And that's made fresh both days. So we have a batch made. They get there, I think, sometime between 5 and 6 in the morning, and they make that on Saturday, and then they do the same thing all over again on Sunday.
Okay. And then Sunday, what's going on Sunday?
Sunday, we always kick it off right after Sunday.
Are we having a Mass on Sunday?
Always.
Okay, yeah. So what time does the Mass kick off? I know we're having a Mass, but I was thinking that you dressed up like something. I mean, you did you? What? Tell me about it.
You're going to have to be more specific when you're talking over the course of all those years.
Was a special Mass going on Sunday? Let's you do it outside, right?
No, we haven't. So my understanding was in the beginning of the years of Harvest Fest, they used to do a Mass outside.
Okay.
Since I've been here, we have not. We've done inside the church for a couple reasons, because the grounds are pretty much well set up with the booths and everything. And so right. In order to do that, it would be a challenge to have enough seating and everything. So we do have the Mass going on inside the church. And then on Sunday, as soon as Mass, 10:15 Mass is finished, you know, they're already serving. They're already having the food fried up, all that. So it works great for people that are coming to that Mass time. They can come right back out and go ahead and get right in line for the food.
Yeah, and that does sound nice.
And Father Marty has been known to be very efficient during that Mass.
That is true. That is true. I keep things moving.
Yes.
And
So he's correct. So we know whenever everybody's going to Mass, everybody's walking in, that's whenever you got to start getting your game face on outside. You know, you got to make sure everything's getting ready and ready to start cooking, because as soon as they get out of Mass, it's full speed ahead. And another thing that draws a lot of folks in on that morning is our JCHS show choir. So they come in and they start their set at noon, and they do the show band and the choir. They do a fantastic job, and we're really blessed to have them. I don't know how many years they've been coming, but it's been a long time. So they bring a whole nother group of folks into our event too.
Yes.
That's really nice.
So all the different things going on, and then what kind of entertainment do you have on Sunday?
Yep. So following the show choir, we go right into DJ Hutch is going to be there. So this is Brian Hutchins. So this is his third year actually doing the DJ gig. So the last few years, he had a really unique and neat 90s theme trivia and DJ set.
Okay.
And this year he's going to mix it up a little bit. So I've heard he's got a few tricks up his sleeve for some games and activities for the kids to do.
It's always exciting when it comes to Brian.
Yeah, so yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing what he's got planned.
We're also going to do, we had a couple new events for the kids last year that we're going to try to move to the main stage and actually kind of put up. So one thing we're going to do is a pie eating contest up on the stage. So he'll be commentating that and kind of giving play by play. I'm assuming kind of like calling a racehorse. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm sure it'll be entertaining. So he'll be doing that, and he's got some Minute to Win It games. It'll be really entertaining for the crowd.
Okay. Now this is going to start at what time?
So
what are you thinking?
DJ Hutch will be about 1:30 or so.
Afternoon?
So the show choir will get over about 1. We'll throw some music on just to kind of have some background music, and then about 1:30 by the time they get their set.
So if the kids that want to get in the pie eating contest or win it, the Minute Win It contest or whatever the contest, they just need to come to the tent and be ready to enter, sign up to enter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then after DJ Hutch is wrapped up, the nightcap is going to be Cash Getten. So Cash Getten will be playing that night. So he'll be playing acoustically.
I've heard of him before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He'll be playing acoustically, which everybody, as you know, obviously loves listening to Cash. So we're really excited to have him. And then all that will culminate into our grand raffle drawing for the evening.
All right. Well, let's talk about the grand raffle. Okay. The grand raffle. How can you get tickets? You can still get them. What do they cost? Give me the whole lowdown on it.
Sure. So grand raffle tickets, you can get them anytime right now. Do we have any at the offices by chance? I thought we did.
School offices.
We have some at school offices. So obviously anybody that wants a hard ticket, a physical ticket, they can come by the school office and they can get tickets.
How do you sell them though? How much?
Tickets are $50 or 3 for $100.
Okay.
So
3 for $100, that's the way to go.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay.
We sell a few $50, but for the most part, most folks go with the $100 option. Yep.
So how much are we going to give away that night?
Our grand prize will be $15,000. That's something that we had bumped up last year for the 25th anniversary, so we decided to keep that at $15,000.
Uh-huh.
And then all of our second, third, fourth place positions, a total up to about $25,000 that we'll give out.
And you don't have to be there to win.
Correct. You don't.
Yes.
Yep. No, you put all your contact information. So I'm glad you brought that up. So that's one thing that we're really excited about this year. And thanks to Dr. Cramsey and Kristen Hunter and all our team and getting this put together, we have online ticket sales this year. So anyone that is unable to get to the school offices or be able to get somebody to get a ticket, you can go to our Facebook page. We have an online link that you can follow, and you can buy your tickets there. They'll get them into the auction. So we really are asking folks, you asked the question earlier about how folks can get involved, even if they're not able to be there that weekend or whatever. You know, that is definitely one way to do that, is share that, please, on social media and get it out there, and try to share it with your, you know, your cousins in a different state, or, you know, kind of get it out there to get the word out.
Let's talk about one thing. I'd like some comments on this. This has been going on for 26 years. It is a big community event. It's maybe second to the Jersey County Fair. I don't know, but that's what I've heard. Is that true?
That's definitely what we've been told. And you know, the event is, I'd love to have Father Marty's take on it, but, you know, I feel like it's definitely something that we welcome the entire community into.
Absolutely. You know, our school has been there for quite a while. So we're talking, you know, the church, St. Francis, was built in 1871. The school shortly followed. So the school has been a part of the community for quite some time. And to have this event, you know, it does support our school, our parish, but also, you know, it supports our community story. And everybody's invited. So it's not just Catholics. You know, anybody can come. We encourage people to come visit and try the delicious food, have fun, enjoy the entertainment. So it is a wonderful event that is just the fruit and the product of a lot of sacrifice, a lot of hard work by so many people who've handed all these things on to us from generation to generation. So we're very blessed to be able to receive what we've been given and keep it going strong, and then someday encourage and be able to hand on to the next generation to continue this.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool, the name of it being the Harvest Fest. And being in rural America, you know, it's pretty special.
It really is. Yeah. It's very unique.
Well, we're getting close to running out of time. A comment or anything? Anybody want to close out, Dr. Gramsci? You want to?
Yeah. Well, first, comment? Chris, again, thanks so much for having us out. And I would just say that you know, if you're looking for a great community event, come out with an understanding that. Every bit of this goes to our school, and we have just an absolutely amazing school. We've got fantastic teachers. I've been in education for almost 34 years. This is my actually 38th year of being in education, and I will put our faculty against any faculty anywhere. So this supports a really great school, a great Catholic school.
Yes. Father?
And yes, I just want to... Let's say thank you again to Kevin for all his hard work, and all your committee members and all the volunteers, the parents. Thank you to Dr. Cramsey. And thank you to all of our sponsors, too, who have sponsored and supported us this year and all throughout the years, making Harvest Fest what it is. We greatly appreciate all that. Everybody who's donated, volunteered for it. Our hearts always have such great gratitude for that. And so we never forget that.
Well, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't think I could say anything different than they did. They obviously covered a lot of the high points, but, you know, we're definitely excited for the event. Like we said, we're welcoming all people, and, you know, just come check us out. We're always working on something new, and there'll probably be some new tricks up our sleeves and things you haven't seen before at Harvest Fest this year.
Yeah, and just thinking about it, you know, we all have relatives that live maybe in the city, you know, and encourage them to... Yeah, maybe participate even online if they can. Get some tickets, or come on down and enjoy one or two or 3 days, whatever it is.
Yep. So
share that link with our alumni or anybody that you know that has any affiliation.
You know what I really love about it? When I go to the Harvest Fest, especially it seems like either Sunday or Saturday, you see a lot of your old friends and old people that come back to the Harvest Fest.
Absolutely.
You know, and and it's kind of like a reunion time. So that's special.
Yep, it really is. Yep.
All right, gentlemen, well, have a great day, and we'll see you at the Harvest Fest.
All right, thanks, thank you, Chris.
Thank you. My eyes aren't that good.